This is Akashwani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held delegation-level talks with the President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, at his official residence in New Delhi. Briefing the media about the outcomes of the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said agreements were signed for strategic defence partnership and joint initiatives on space infrastructure development and its commercialisation. Mr. Misri said agreement was also inked for UAE's participation in the development of special investment region at Dholera in Gujarat. The Foreign Secretary said India and UAE have agreed for establishment of a supercomputing cluster in India. He said both sides have also agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. Mr. Misri said Prime Minister Modi and UAE President condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism.
The two leaders also had the opportunity to exchange views in detail on regional developments in West Asia, and they expressed support for all efforts in promoting peace, security, stability and prosperity in the region. They unequivocally condemned cross-border terrorism and for the perpetrators, supporters and financiers of all acts of terrorism to be brought to justice.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage point to 7.3%. In the World Economic Outlook update, IMF said upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, the IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-27, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging market and developing economies. The Supreme Court has raised concern over exorbitant rise in airfares during festivals. The Apex Court said it would interfere with the unpredictable fluctuations in airfares. Hearing a PIL, the court termed the exorbitant rise in airfares by airlines as exploitation and asked the Centre and the Directorate General of the Civil Aviation to file their replies. The top court listed the matter for future for further hearing on 23rd of next month after additional Solicitor General Anil Kaushik sought time to file a reply on the behalf of the Centre. Indian Railways operated 244 special trains during the Mauni Amavasya period, carrying over 4,50,000 passengers. The railways have successfully managed the peak festival rush of devotees during the Mauni Amavasya period between 3rd to 18th of this month. The Ministry of Railways said Prayagraj witnessed the peak of festive travel yesterday and 40 special trains in operation carrying approximately 1 lakh passengers. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project is witnessing steady progress with the installation of overhead electrification mast advancing along the corridor. Mr. Vaishnaw, in a social media post, said the development marks an important step towards enabling electric traction for country's first high-speed rail system and reflects consistent on-ground execution under the Make in India initiative. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Congress of misleading the people of the country on the Viksit Bharat Jai Ramji Act. Mr. Chauhan was addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, said under MNREGA the rights given by Congress existed only on paper. The minister stressed that the Viksit Bharat Jai Ramji Act guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household from the earlier 100 days of employment. The first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 will begin tomorrow in Leh, Ladakh. More than 1,000 men and women athletes, including coaches and technical officials, will participate in this edition. The new attraction of this year is the introduction of figure skating, which is an Olympic event. And that's the end of the news bulletin.